It's Dirk and Angie with more music every morning.
95.1.
Thursday morning around this time. Time for WTS.
What the Schrock?
Number 79, Kaylee Schrock, good morning.
Good morning.
Team's on a bit of a roll there. Nine out of your last 10 games, you've scored at least a point. So that's really cool. 7-1-2 in your last 10 games. I have a question, though.
Yeah.
When you're fined by the league, do you have to write a check? Do you have to, like, take them cash? They take it out of your paycheck? How does that work?
It's a check. You have to write the league.
Wow.
Do you even own checks? Who owns checks?
I know.
Do you have to go to the bank and ask for a counter check?
I'm old school. I have lots of checks.
Okay. All right. Is that the first fine you've ever received?
No.
No. I see, this is foreign to me as in a workplace. I mean, you know, we get called down to the general manager's office occasionally and, you know, told don't do that again. But I've never had to write a check to my boss.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been fined a few times in this league. Usually it's for, you know, stuff that occurs during the game. Like, I know I hit a guy from behind on accident this year, and that's like a big no-no in hockey, and I had to pay a fine for that. And then this one is, I think, a little different. But, you know, it is what it is, and it stinks. But, you know, you just got to pay it and get it done with, I guess.
The newspaper says an undisclosed amount. Is it enough that, like, it would cost, like, could you take us out for dinner for what it cost you? I mean.
Pretty close. If I was, you know, if I was bringing a date, maybe not, but. If I was eating alone, yeah.
All right. So anyway, that all happened Friday. I think the one loss in your last 10 games, which seemed kind of a bit... let's say the officiating was... I won't put words in your mouth because I don't want to get you fined again. But the officiating was less than up to snuff. We'll just say that. Anyway, moving on here with number 79, Kaylee Schrock, who is a single guy from Fort Wayne, dating, though. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah, you really put me on the spot.
Well, obviously, we don't want you to, like, give away any secrets. I mean, we're not looking, you know, what are you going to get for Morgan? We're not looking for any information like that. So we don't want to let any cats out of the bag.
Yeah, you know, last year I really sued myself because I kind of went all out and came up with a really creative idea. And this year, you know, it's going to be hard to top. So, you know, I have really 24 hours until I come up with something, really, but I'm sure I'll figure something out.
Do you even have 24 hours, though? Because I'm looking at your schedule. You're home Friday, you're away Saturday, you're home Sunday. I mean, by the time you're done playing Friday night, you know, I don't think you're taking her out. I mean, dinner's, at least not for dinner, maybe.
No, and then I think we leave for Florida, like, Tuesday. So, yeah, I mean, our schedule is ridiculous. But, you know, I'm sure we'll be able to go, you know, tomorrow night. Well, actually, tonight. Man, Thursday already. But the date, you know, we'll do something tonight.
All right.
Yeah, I've been, some of my friends this week, like just yesterday, my friend was texting me saying they were out to eat because, you know, people's schedules don't always line up. So I think it's really just the thought. And as long as it's like sometime during the week, I think it's still cool.
Yeah, I think you're okay. I think you get a pass here, but just trying to put you on the spot a little bit. Single guy hates to talk about Valentine's Day. Well, more with Kaylee Schrock, 95.1. It's Dirk and Angie. It's 95.1. Talking to the captain, number 79, Lincoln Kaylee Schrock, WTS.
What the Schrock?
So, Friday night is report card night for Comcast over at the Comets game. It's always a huge crowd. Would you have been able to take a report card and get Comets tickets?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's so good.
What was your best subject?
What was my best subject?
Yeah.
Probably reading in elementary school or literature.
Okay. If you get at least one A on your report card, you can take it over to the Coliseum ticket office, and that's good for a ticket for Friday night's game. So it's always a great deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is a great deal. And we always have a big crowd on report card night. So lots of kids getting A's, which is a good thing. Except this year it's got to be hard. They're missing so much dang school.
Right. Yes.
Wait, you would not have been able to get into it?
I've never had an A in my entire life.
No,
really? Nope, not one A. I've never had an A in any subject ever. Yeah, those are some like weird facts. I've never had an A and I've never won a trophy. I've never owned a trophy or had an A in anything, like ever in my history of life.
That's sad.
I know. Well, I mean, it's not like devastating. I guess if I cared enough, I would have worked harder. But I was voted best dressed senior. So I feel like I kind of made up for it.
Yeah.
But even then, I didn't get a dang trophy.
Where was the trophy?
Yeah.
Where was the trophy?
Yeah. I could have gotten a trophy for that.
Huh. Yeah, that's a good accomplishment. You made it in the yearbook.
Do you, when like the Comets won the title, do you get, what did you get from that? Just a ring?
Yeah, we get rings. And then they do hand out awards at the end of the season.
Now, is there a cash bonus with that?
For the playoffs. You know, they actually do give out, they do give us cash for some of the awards that we win.
Oh, that's nice. That's really cool, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is nice, but, like, all the awards are pretty cool to win, and, I'm sure guys can put them on their resume when they're done playing, too, which helps. So
yes.
It's nice that they honor the players that way, and, we always look forward to the end of the year ceremony they do.
I know this is like weird and not about awards, but I was thinking about this the other day. When you're like out shopping and you want to buy a shirt, a Comet shirt, do you get a discount on that if your name is on it?
I've actually never bought a shirt with my own name on it. I know that for like family members, sometimes we get deals, but other than that, you know, I've never been in that situation where I've bought, I haven't bought a lot of Comet stuff. Now, my mom would, she buys a ton of it.
I know that
she does for the family and some of her friends, but I think she does get a discount.
Every relative's like, oh, I wonder what this is going to be. It's another jersey.
Exactly. Yeah, they probably can't wait till I retire so they stop getting Shrocky bobbleheads.
Oh, that's amazing. Wait, there's a Shrocky bobblehead?
There is a Shrocky bobblehead.
That's amazing. That's great.
Well, maybe for Christmas. Keep your fingers crossed.
Exactly.
I'm going to be really good next year.
All right. Well, again, you guys are home Friday. You're away Saturday and home again on Sunday. And as we said, Friday is report card night. So best of luck. Keep up the good play. And thanks for waking up like on 2 hours sleep and talking to us again this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm going to go right back to sleep right when we get off here.
All right, well,
see you later.
Good night.